4, the 4-3, the nickel, the dime, the zone blitz.
Pressure by Willis, wraps him up, and Willis delivers the first 49ers sack.
The Vic Fangio Show, the 49ers defensive coordinator with Murph and Matt. On KNBR, the sports leader.
On the Ring Central guest line, it is brought to you by the 49ers eye doctor, Dr. Scott Hiver, with offices in Daly City, Santa Clara, and San Ramon, and brought to you by Frost Brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Vic Fangio Show every other week. He and Greg Roman switch places, so Vic gets to go first on the Ring Central guest line. Vic, welcome back to the Murphy Mac Show with Brian Murphy and Paul McCaffrey. Happy preseason to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing? Have a good summer?
Yeah, we did. We came down and saw your stadium, Levi's Stadium, and I know you guys practiced there yesterday. How was it for you?
It was good. You know, I think the players overall like the field surface, and should be a great venue for the fans to enjoy the games in.
Was there any kind of wind or light or anything interesting that you noted?
Nothing way out of line, but if you really want the true scoop on that, you probably should talk to our kickers. They probably have it overanalyzed by now.
That's what kickers do. They have so much time on their hands. All they do is analyze, right?
Oh, yeah. Any little bit of win.
Very good. They'll sit down and have a two-hour meeting about it. There you go. Well, Vic, we were just talking before we hooked up with you here about the so many different names and questions and issues and, guys who are making names for themselves. Your defense is a very interesting place this year. Why don't I start big picture and ask how you feel it's coming together as far as the new names integrating with the old names?
Well, I think it's been going pretty smoothly up to this point. You know, we were disappointed to have Glenn hurt his arm the other day, and he'll be out for an extended time at least. So, you know, that was a disappointment. I'm happy to report that, I believe Navarro's rehab is going very well, and hopefully at some point this season we'll see him. It's going smooth. We haven't had Ray McDonald out there a lot, and Justin hasn't been out there yet, but I think, Borland's acquitted himself nice inside. Jimmy Ward's been doing a nice job learning the nickel position for us. Ask me about some of the other guys here.
Well, question, you mentioned Jimmy Ward, and that brings me a question about the nickelback. I was just talking to Patrick Connor, our producer who does the Saturday morning radio for us, and he said he read that Tremaine Brock played 61% of the snaps last year as the nickel. I think you mentioned this when the draft went down, but is that about how much you would expect to see Jimmy Ward on the field, or even more than that?
Well, that's the way it's been for us the last 2 years. And again, that's a 19-game sample each of those 2 years. And the one thing you have to remember, although it is 60% for us the last 2 years, some games it's as much as 90%, and then some games it's back down to 25% to 35%. So it kind of fluctuates by the opponent you're playing and the type of game that it ends up being. Luckily, we've won a lot of games here the last 3 years, and which you have some fourth quarter leads with that. So that means the team is passing in the fourth quarter more than running. And so you play more nickel in those situations. We've played teams like Green Bay 4 times in the last 2 years who like to play with 3 or more wide receivers all the time against us, so those percentages go up in those type games. And, when we play Seattle or St. Louis, those are teams that may stay in 2 wide receiver sets or 1 wide receiver sets. There may be less nickel in those games. So it's the 60% is 19 games together, but there'll be games where it could be very high or games where it's back down in the 20s or 30s.
And I guess that leads about Jimmy Ward. The buzz has been, at least from the media reports, and I guess the coaches talking to the media too, is that it's been very strong. Is there something to, like, seeing a guy handle the big stage? Some guys get drafted in the first round and the lights are too bright or the speed is too fast. Can you say with, confidence right now that that's not the case, that Jimmy Ward, that it's not too fast for him right now?
No, I think he'll be fine from the aspect that you're talking about there. He's done a good job of learning and not repeating mistakes. And to me, that's critical. It's a new position. He hasn't seen the NFL passing games from the nickel position like he saw in college. So there's a lot of routes, a lot of different coverage concepts we do. And when you combine our different coverage concepts into the with the passing game that you see in the NFL. There's a lot on his plate there, but he's been doing a good job of steadily getting better and understanding his position each and every day.
It'd be really interesting to watch this kid play, and there's a lot of buzz about him. But other questions, Vic, include obviously the inside linebacker. Probably the number one question is, who is the lead horse to replace Navarro Bowman? Is it Michael Wilhoit? Is he the lead horse?
Mike's had a really nice camp here. And this week, well, I shouldn't say this week, the last few days, he's really had some good practices playing pass defense for us. Borland's done a good job in there learning as a rookie. You know, he has continued to show the good instincts that he showed in college on his tape with Wisconsin. Nick Moody, after missing a few days with a slight pull in his leg, has come back, and he's right there with those guys. And Shane Schofer, an undrafted free agent, has really asserted himself well, and he's in the mix with those guys also. And I think Shane doesn't make it here with that group, you know, he'll be in the NFL somewhere.
Wow, that's good for him, and speaks well to that kid's talent. I don't know why he didn't get drafted, but I guess that works out, and lots of times guys undrafted make it in the NFL. A guy who was drafted in the first round a couple years ago, Vic, is a huge newsmaker, and that's Aldon Smith. I'd love to get your analysis of him, both on the field and in the locker room, when you look in his eyes and you want him to be focused on football. How is the Aldon Smith camp going?
His camp is going really well. You know, it's probably the best camp he's had since he's been here. And I think he's in a great spot. He's focused on football, focused on getting better. Now that this is his fourth year, he's able to help the younger players along and give them tips. And, you know, wasn't too long ago, I can remember in 2011, where it was all new to him, and he wondered if he'd ever learn it all, become a linebacker. And I told him, don't worry, back then, you know, the things that I was telling him he had to do that he thought were impossible and he couldn't do, now he's explaining it to younger players. So he's in a great spot, and he's doing a great job for us.
Do you see that his conditioning has been improved as well? I mean, I guess you're talking about experience, understanding the game more, but we also hear a lot of reports about just the shape that he's come in is supposed to be the best of his life. Have you seen that as well?
It might be a little bit higher than it's been in the past, but I don't think it's way higher. You know, I don't think that should insinuate that he was out of shape in the past, because he wasn't. He just may be, he's maturing.
Yeah.
He's a fourth-year pro. This is his fourth training camp. And the thing that he's had this camp, you know, in the previous camps, he's always had a little something that kept him out for periods of time. And he hasn't had any of that this year, and he's doing a great job.
All right, Vic Fangio, a few more minutes with the 49ers defensive coordinator on the RingCentral guest line, the Vic Fangio Show. He alternates with Greg Roman every other Tuesday. They're getting ready for their trip to Baltimore to take on the Ravens on Thursday, the preseason opener. I got to ask you about the state of the secondary and the cornerback position, Vic. Now, Tremaine Brock and Chris Culliver, your supposed starters, are injured, right? Now you've got Parrish Cox and Chris Cook playing well in their absence. I guess a couple picks for Chris Cook out of Minnesota. Can you analyze the cornerback position? Because, you know, with Terrell Brown and Carlos Rogers gone, I think a lot of people have questions about who your guys are going to be, and how is that competition shaping up?
It's been going good. You know, as you said, Brock and Culliver have been in and out of the lineup with various little injuries. It's given Cook and Cox a lot of reps, and pleased to report that Cox has done a very good job here in this camp playing the corner position. Everybody knows that he can play nickel and has been the nickel for us when Carlos went down last year in the playoffs. And he's gone out there and competed at corner and done a nice job. Cook's had a steady camp. He's, again, learning our system, learning how we want to play. And I think he's doing a good job overall. But we need to see him in these games transfer some of the good things that he's done on the practice field into these preseason games and get him feeling good about himself and us feeling good about him. I think eventually we've got the guys there that some way it will sort itself out and we'll be fine there.
All right, Vic. Well, it's there's a lot of interesting names, a lot of interesting moving parts, and gosh, all those rookies. Is it hard for you to keep track of all these new defensive rookies? Dante Johnson, Aaron Lynch, and Keith Reeser, Kenneth Thacker, Caleb Ramsey.
And name tags.
It's hard for me. You got them all down?
Yeah, I think it was late last week where I finally learned all their names.
I'm telling you, name tags is not a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, my name is Aaron Lynch.
Totally.
Hey, and also, Vic, you didn't get caught in the Levi's gridlock, did you, on the way in?
This morning?
No, the game day. Or pardon me, the day of the Earthquakes game. Did you get caught in any of that going to or from the practice facility?
No, we were here very early ahead of that, and that was the day the players had off, and I was out of here before that, and
you boogie.
It didn't have any effect on me.
Vic Fangio, staying cool. I like it. Hey, have a good time in Baltimore. We'll see you guys on the TV, and then we'll talk to you in a few weeks. Vic, thanks for coming on.
All right, great. Look forward to it.